Today's scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. We'll read this passage responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我選擇今天是羅馬書的第8章第1至8節，我們啟用方式來讀，先用英文讀，用中文讀出。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior customs of this world, but let God transform you to a new person, changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. This is our bodies, many parts, each of us has a special function. So it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Grace God has given us to focus on certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak what God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take responsibility seriously. Give a gift, showing kindness to others, do it gladly.
羅馬書第12章第1至8節，我用啟用方式來讀。 所以弟兄們，我以神的慈悲勸你們，將身體獻上，當作活祭，是聖潔的，是神所喜悅的。 你們如此侍奉，乃是理所當然的。 以心意更新而變化，叫你們測驗。 为何神的善良善，纯全可喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们各人说：不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给各人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子，有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样有用处。我们这许多人。 在基督里成为一身，互相联络作肢体也是如此。因此各有不同，或说异言，就当照着信心的程度说异言；或作执事，就当专一执事；或作教导的，就当专一教导；或作劝化的，就当专一劝化；知识的，就应当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word. Pastor Wilson will bring us today's message, Christian Gospel Ministry.
I'm sure you recognized this portion of Paul's letter to the Roman Christians.
我估计大家都好认识这个保罗写给罗马人的当时的这个书信。
In most translations, it starts with a word therefore.
很多的不同的译本都讲了，其实一开始他讲有一个字眼，就说所以。
And that's significant because what Paul is saying to us is what comes prior is very important, and this is what will apply what I've taught you before in chapters 1 through 11.
就是看回原来你看这个罗马书第1至11章的时候，就是讲了很多的东西，所以现在12章开始，就是现在要跟你讲的东西了。
In other words, it's a letter, and it's a public letter to Christians in churches. And just by way of summary, Romans chapters 1 through 11 talks about God, sin, salvation, Holy Spirit.
而想告訴大家,羅馬書1章至11章的時間,就是講到關於神,講到罪,講到關於拯救,和關於聖靈。
But that connecting word that you saw in verse 1 of chapter 12, therefore, or in the New Living Translation, and so, connects what was prior.
所以第十二章一開始說,所以就是將這個頭那十一章的書卷的內容,就說之前所說的東西,所以要怎樣了。
And Paul is saying to us, if you believe and understand what I've labored to teach you, well, those 11 chapters about Christian truth, then, or therefore, you will live like this.
若然你也是明白,也听过我当时在1至11章所说的话的时候,你明白这些真理的时候,你的生命所以就会有这样的改变了。If
you could shine up verses 1 and 2, thank you so much, Naomi. Verses 1 and 2 is a short summary of what will continue on in chapters 12 through 16.
而看回其實你這個第十二章的一和第二節其實是一個很簡短的講回究竟這十二章之後講的說話。
And so what's the key here? What is Paul saying how we ought to live because of what I've just explained about God, salvation, Holy Spirit, man?
究竟保羅想說什麼呢?就說在之前的十一章就說我講到有神,講到有罪,講到拯救,講到聖靈,所以你應該怎麼活呢?
Of course, man meaning men and women, boys and girls.
他就說,每一個人,男與女。
Well, we've over the years, and many of you have even had probably more years together. It's been over 25 years. Over 25 years, we've been proclaiming the gospel.
已經是25年了,我們在這個地方去宣告這個福音。
And one of our goals is to have every one of us be equipped to give the gospel to one another.
而我們有一個目標,我們希望大家每個人都能夠已經裝備好,去將福音帶到給其他人。
That's what we've been striving for over 25 years.
這就是我們過去那25年,我們經常追求的東西。
How do we give the gospel, which is essential for true living? How do we give it to one another?
這就是我們作為基督徒,我們很需要去做的,怎樣我們能夠將這個福音帶到給其他人呢?
I hope you understand what Paul's telling us here. Every member of a church, every Christian doesn't just receive the gospel, they give the gospel.
我希望大家都留意到,當保羅說這句話的時候,就是說,我們作為每一個基督徒,不單是接受了這個福音,我們有一個責任將這個福音帶到給其他人。
In other words, Paul is saying, because I've explained what Christian truths are, therefore, live like this. How do we serve others with the gospel?
若然我們已經相信,我們明白這個真理,因為我們所相信的,所以我們應該活出這個生命,去將福音帶到給其他人。
Now you and I know as fellow human beings, right? To live a certain way, you have to think a certain way. That's what Paul's saying.
保羅所說的說話就是,若然我們想去過這樣的生活,我們需要頭腦上都要明白為什麼我們要去這樣過。
And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know, to think as you live, you need to understand what you're thinking.
我們需要去明白為什麼要這樣去做這樣的過活,但在頭腦上我們要明白為什麼我們要這樣做。
And so let's touch on some foundational truths that we have from the text towards how we ought to be living.
所以我們去看這個經文,就告訴我們,我們應該怎樣去過我們作為基督徒的生活。
And then we'll continue on next time with more details concerning that.
而我們下個禮拜會再更加講,再仔細去看。
So as you'll see on slide 2, Apostle Paul saying in a nutshell, he gives us the essence of the Christian life.
所以在保羅書中說,作為基督徒的生命應該有的東西。
What does it mean be a Christian? What does it mean to live the Christian life?
我要活出一个基督徒嘅生命系咩意思咧
？Living sacrifice. That's what Paul says. If you believe and understand everything I've just taught you in Romans 1 through 11 in this letter, then you must, Christian, live your life as a living sacrifice.
你就讲咗话，若然你系真系明白呢个福音嘅真理，你系相信我嘅时候，你就会去你嘅生命作为基督徒，会活出一个嘅活祭。
So what does that mean?
咩个活祭咧
？Right. Well, again, take the entirety of the Bible. Right. We learned, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, the sacrificial system was all over the Old Testament. Right.
当你睇圣经嘅旧约嘅时候，你睇到好多关于献祭。
But as we know, because you have to take the Bible in its entirety, in the New Testament, that sacrificial system has been perfected or fulfilled by Jesus going to the cross.
但系你睇新约真约嘅时候，你明白就系话耶稣基督嘅佢钉十字架系完成呢一个嘅献祭。
That's why when you and I come here this morning, we don't bring our sheep, our goats, right?Our oxen or our cereal offering and put it on an altar and before the Lord, right? We don't do that.
So, 而家現今嘅世代，我哋唔會話嚟到呢個崇拜，我哋唔會話帶只羊、帶只牛嚟呢個獻祭。
Right? They did that before the Lord, you know, to make a sacrifice, atonement for their sins.
呢個係想當年喺舊約嘅時間，佢哋咧就係將要獻祭，要去贖罪，就帶啲羊、呢個牛嚟獻祭。
And of course, that act of that.Temple worship pointed towards the future where the Lamb of God would come.
And
of course, that perfect Lamb was Jesus, and he gave of himself as a sacrifice in fulfillment of the Old Testament sacrificial system.
耶稣基督就是一个钉十字架，是一个这个就是他的完全的献祭，是完全的将这个罪的代价是披上。
But there is a New Testament sacrificial system.
但是在新约的时间呢，都是有一个的献祭的方法。
And as you'll see on slide 3, that's what Paul is trying to explain to us here in our text.
这就是保罗所讲第三这个的十二章里面所讲的说话。
As you see on the slide, the living sacrifice is not a sacrifice we give in order to make an atonement.
这个活祭不是说我们要去带些羔羊来赎罪。
No, it's not. It's a sacrifice that we give because an atonement has been already made for us.
这个献祭是因为耶稣基督已经是完全的去披上这个代价了，已经。
That's why you don't have to bring your sheep here. You don't have to bring your goats.You don't have to bring your cereal offering.
因为已经耶稣基督已经完成了这个献祭，我们不再需要去带这些羔羊来献祭。
We don't have to go against the fire code, run and burn them on the altar.
我们不再需要的话要起个火来烧这些。
But God, through the Apostle Paul, asks you to give yourself. Give yourself alive on the altar.
但是这个所讲的献祭就是说，我们作为基督徒的，我们需要将我们自己的生命去献上，成为一个活祭。
That's the Christian life. A life of sacrifice, right? A life of presentation as a gift to the Lord in response to what he has done for you, because he gave of himself.
就因为耶稣基督他的自己完全的献祭，我们作为基督徒，我们所相信的，我们要将我们自己的生命都要去牺牲。自己的生命去为着耶稣基督而活。
And as Paul continues to explain, that's the only reasonable response for someone giving their life for you.
因为人去完全的去有耶稣基督的完全的献祭，我作为基督徒的，这个才是理所当然的。我们要将我们自己的生命都献上为着基督而活，这个才是我们理所当然的一个有的。
Any other response is inadequate. It's inadequate.
既然有其他不同种的方法去活出这个基督徒的生命都是错的。
You know that, right? If somebody risked their life for you and you live, they die, of course you owe them.
原有人去牺牲他的生命为着你，所以你能够生存的，你的生命应该要为着那个人去牺牲的人而活。
And so if you're a Christian, the Bible says your life is to be set apart, or to use it in a theological way, consecrated to God.
所以作为基督徒的，我们将我们的生命要真的摆开，要是分开的，是为着神而去活。
And the Bible says that's what's acceptable to him. That's what delights him.
这就是圣经所说的，你这样过的这个基督徒的生命才是神所喜悦的。
That's the appropriate response to him.That is what pleases the Lord.
你这样说的生命，你要活出一个活祭，你才是神所喜悦的生命。
And Paul has a nifty phrase for that, spiritual act of worship.
这就是我们这个属灵的这个侍奉。
You know, the New American Standard, Bible, which is more of a literal wooden translation, English translation of the Koine, Greek here,It's a translation that renders that clause your spiritual service of worship. Your spiritual service of worship.
我原來咁能夠去過出依咁嘅生命咧，即係就係我哋係好似我哋有一個嘅崇拜應該有嘅屬靈心嘅侍奉。
And if you have an NIV or another translation, you know it's as I just stated earlier, it's your reasonable service.
这个的其他不同的版本的翻译都是差不多，就是我们这样去活出应该有的这个活祭的生命，才是理所当然的一个的侍奉。
But both are included in that original word.
但是无论是哪一个的翻译本都是差不多。
In other words, it makes sense. It's logical. You give up yourself because he gave himself for you. It's logical.
这是理所当然的方法，为什么？因为耶稣基督是为着你而牺牲，而你的生命应该都是回应，是完全的去牺牲给耶稣基督。
As you'll see on slide 4, God is not saying that spiritual sacrifice or spiritual worship is above and beyond the call of duty as a Christian.
不是说我们这些生命是不应该这样过的。
No, he makes absolutely clear.As you just read in Romans 12, it is your duty as every Christian to present yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord.
如果那边讲就话，我作为每个基督徒都是有一个责任嘅。呢个责任就系我哋每个基督徒系需要活出呢一个嘅活祭嘅生命，系为着神而活。
Now to truly understand things as was written in its context, you have to understand when it was originally written, the audience, right?
但当我睇个书卷嘅时候，我要睇翻就系想当年佢写嘅时候，系写俾当时罗马嘅时代嘅人。
Because us today, you know, we read about animal sacrifices and things. You know, maybe we watch some horror movie or something like that. We think about that. But back then, Greeks, Romans, Jews, right, who came to know the Lord, they knew what he's talking about.
有人佢哋即系谂翻系想当年佢写嘅时间系写俾当时罗马教会嗰阵时嘅时间嘅人。
Because animals sacrifices happen in every temple in the world.
你试谂翻起话，想当年就系话，呢个献祭喺每一个嘅庙宇都系有发生。
And they would understand, they would know, because they saw it all the time. They would know that animal sacrifices being killed, offered up to sacrifice to God.
因为佢想当年佢哋好明白。他们要去烧这些牛羊，他们要献祭才能得到这个赎罪。
So Paul gets our attention because he says paradoxically, you're not a dead sacrifice, you're a living sacrifice.
但保罗就是说想跟他解释，就是说这些你所做的，这些是死的这个献祭，你要活出一个应该有的基督徒的生命才是一个活祭。
See, that's Paul's way of saying the Christian life is both like and unlike the Old Testament sacrificial system.
所以話保羅所講嘅，我哋所有要活出嚟呢個嘅生命，就係一個好似應該有嘅活祭。
So let me give you two ways it's not like the Old Testament sacrificial system. It's not like it.
我哋作為基督徒嘅生命，其實就唔係好似古代嘅所講嘅一個嘅獻祭。
And the first is pretty obvious. Old Testament sacrifice system, animal sacrifice, bloody.
古代嘅獻祭咩嘅意思咧？就話譬如話會有會係有血。
Why? Again.Obvious, right? Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
Because 古代獻祭需要去宰殺呢啲嘅羊、呢啲嘅牛，佢哋咧需要有血。
because we've gone against the Lord and against others. We don't love the Lord of our whole heart fervently. We don't love our neighbor ourselves. We're sinners. We need atonement.
因为我们是有罪，我们得罪神，我们得罪我们的邻居，所以我们需要去赎罪，我们需要有献祭，要去得到这个赎，这个罪得到赦免。
And God is a just God, so sin needs to be punished.
而神是一个公义的神，罪是需要去惩罚。
And of course, the sacrifice represented that punishment, that payment that was due to God.
就是说，当献祭的时候就说。
And so in the Old Testament, the belief sacrifices was a way of atonement, salvation, or getting yourself right with the living God.
所以想当年的旧约时，当时所做的献祭，就是说他们要烧这个献祭，这个羊，杀这个羊，有血，披上这个代价，你的罪才能够得到赦免。
So that bloody atonement is not, repeat, not true of Christian living.
所以说这个有血的献祭，就现在我们现在年代当然是没有。
As a Christian, we don't say, oh, I'm going to live for you, Lord. I'm going to live the life you want, and then you'll forgive me, and then you'll accept me, and then you'll take me to heaven.
作为基督徒不是说，我要跟随你，我们要做这些对的事，若然我做到这些事，你就会接受我。
No, that's not the gospel.
这个不是圣经所讲的这个献祭。
And as we'll see on slide 5, Jesus' sacrifice is the sacrifice that ends all the guilt offerings, all the sin offerings of the Old Testament sacrificial system.
因为真正应该有的完全献祭，耶稣基督去钉子十字架已经是完成了。So,
what is Paul talking about paradoxically when he tells us Christian life, we ought to be living as a living sacrifice.
所以作为基督徒的意思就是说，我们需要有一个活出来应该有的基督徒的生命，才是一个真正的献祭。
Well, doesn't mean atonement, right? Doesn't mean you're atoning for sin by being a living sacrifice.
不是说我们要活出应该有的基督徒的生命，为着是，因为我们要去得到神的喜悦，我们能够去得到，有机会去到天堂，不是这个意思。
What else is Christian living as a living sacrifice unlike the Old Testament sacrificial system?
作为基督徒应该有的生命，跟旧约所讲的牺牲有不同，有其他什么不同呢？
Well, once you kill the animal, that's it, right? That's it. You kill the animal, that's it, right?
而旧约的所有的献祭就是说，你杀了这个羔羊了，这样就搞定了，这个献了祭了。
A living sacrifice, it's never over. It's constant.
而我们作为现今世代应该有的一个活祭，是不断的献祭。
It's not just, oh, you kill the animal, that's it, you go home.
不是好像旧约这样，杀了一样，罪得到赦免就搞定，回家了。
No, a living sacrifice goes on, on, on in life.
而我们真正应该有的这个活祭，这个我们真正应该有的基督徒的生命，是不断的，是每天每日的这样应该要过的生命。
But all of us have this problem, and one preacher of the past said this, we have a tendency to crawl off the altar. The living sacrifice gets on the altar, we crawl off the altar.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们很难去做。
See, the Old Testament system is no problem, right? Kill the animal, that's it.
旧约那种的献祭，这个燔祭好像很简单，搞定了，烧完就搞定了。
You burn the grain offering, that's it.
你烧了一个羔羊，罪得到赦免。
Living sacrifice every day, every hour, every moment, you have to deliberately, consciously, continually, perpetually live for Jesus.
但现今现在我们应该有的基督徒的生命，这个真正应该有的活祭，是我们每天每日经常的、不断的，是我们应该要过的基督徒的生命。
Do you see why it's not like the Old Testament sacrificial system being a living sacrifice?
所以你明白我们现今世代所讲的这个活祭，跟旧约所讲的这个献祭是完全不同。
So in what ways is it like the Old Testament sacrifices?
那我刚才所讲的现今世代的献祭跟旧约有什么相同呢？
Well, the key word sacrifice is basia.
咁有一個字眼喺個嘅希臘文嘅當中，就係Phrasia。
That's the Koine Greek word behind that。
啊，入邊係一個依個嘅希臘文。
And it refers to something sacrificed or slaughtered as an offering to God or to the gods。
啊，就算係無論係現今世代嘅我哋人應該有嘅基督徒嘅嘅活祭，或者係舊約當中所講嘅祭，都係講到當中係需要有一種嘅犧牲。
And it's clear the connotation is。It's associated with a killing.
啊，入邊當中所講嘅依犧牲係帶含咗依個有被宰殺嘅意思。
So something has to be put to death, killed.
有啲嘢係需要去致死嘅。
So do you see the analogy? Paradoxically, the analogy that Paul's using when he uses the term, which probably startled the people, living sacrifice.
所以見到想嗰陣時啊，保羅所講嘅嗰個説話。他所講的獻祭有咩又同呢個有咩同相同咧
？Here's the key. It's on slide 6. What is it? You're not living the Christian life unless you put to death the idea that you have the right to choose how you live.
啊，呢個真正嘅活祭意思即係話，我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋要需要去願意嘅，將我哋想過嘅生命嘅方法去致死。
And did you know?We American Christians, I know many of you didn't spend a whole lot of time in America, but you now live here, and your children are growing up here. Maybe they're born here.
我係作為基督徒嘅，或者我哋已經好多年啦喺美國，或者你細路仔喺呢個美國嘅長大啦。
But we can't grasp that concept here in America well.
但我哋好難嘅喺美國去想去活出呢個咁嘅生命。
I don't think this is an overstatement. I don't think there's been any culture in the history of the world like American culture which is more adverse against this essence of the Christian life.
啊，無論係美國嘅文化，或者或者係其他國家文化，話我哋作為人，我哋好難嘅去願意嘅將我哋想要嘅過嘅生命去就咁話要去放棄而去跟隨主。
Let me state it.Absolutely clear, so you don't miss it. What it means to live the Christian life is that you put to death the right to live as you choose.
啊，呢個活祭意思即係話，我哋作為基督徒嘅生命，我哋需要將我哋想要嘅自己要過嘅生命嘅方法去致死。
That's the concept. That's the word, thesia, right? You give up that right.
就話我哋作為基督徒嘅，我需要去放棄呢個嘅我哋自己嘅主權。我中意點樣活就點樣活。
Or to put it another way, you put to death that you belong to yourself.
啊，就話我哋覺得我哋嘅生命係自己能夠揸緊嘅，我哋依樣嘢要放開。
Again, as you see on that slide, slide 6, you put to death the idea that you know best how you live.
就話我覺得我哋知道我哋自己生命係最叻嘅啦，我哋應該要咁樣過生命。依樣嘢你要將依樣嘢嘅思想去致死。
You put that concept to death, and you give it to the Lord.
我哋就將依個以為自己可以自以可以搞掂嘅依個嘅頭腦嘅思想要致死，我哋將自己要交上俾主。
And if you've done that, you know how it feels. It feels like death. It feels like death.
若然你真係咁去做嘅時候，你覺得你自己嘅生命好似死一樣。
Or you said, "You know best, Lord. I'm hurting here. I'm living like you. Like you said, I'm hurting here, but you know best."
就話，若然我係俾我將我自己生命係交俾主啦嚇，我覺得我今日生命係過咗好似死嘅生命。
Here's what you say in your word, Lord. I don't like it, but I'm doing it. I don't choose anymore. That's what he's saying.
入邊所講嘅，我作為基督徒嘅生命就係話，主讓你要話你應該要咁樣過生命，我讓我願意咁過啦。就算係咁嘅生命，我覺得係好似似死嘅啦，我都願意去跟隨。
On slide 7, you'll see it feels like a death, but on the other side, it's life.
我睇落去好似一个过住一个死嘅生命，但系其实喺另一方面去睇，其实一个系反而一个真正活啊，应该一个有活命嘅生命。
That's why Paul calls it a living sacrifice. It leads to life.
呢个就系我哋就睇话，呢个就系话过住一个嘅活祭嘅生命，就系话。你好似死咗，但系其实系一个真正系能够活嘅生命。
That's one of the greatest paradoxes of Christianity, because what is it saying? You must die to live. You must die to live.
我哋好似作為基督徒，我哋應該試下諗下就話我哋作為基督徒嘅生命，好似要先死而後生。
And you find that teaching throughout the scriptures. It's not just in Romans 12.
唔單止呢個思想係話講，意思係講只係羅馬書所講。
In fact, Jesus himself said something similar in Luke 9:23 and 24.
And in Luke 9:24,
can you see right on the slide? If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it.
而路加喺耶稣喺路加福音都讲就话，耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Especially if you've grown up in America, that is, wow, a heavy weight. It hits you hard.Self-sacrifice, right? We can't deal with that.
若然你喺美國生活嘅，更加好難嘅去揸緊呢個嘅思念，因為覺得要自己要犧牲自己好多嘢，好困難。
But the Bible makes absolutely clear we're not our own. We belong to Jesus. He bought us with a price, His life.
但聖經好清楚講嘅就係話，我哋嘅生命係唔再屬於我哋自己，因為耶穌基督已經用佢嘅生命去將我哋嘅生命去買咗翻嚟。
Paul wrote to.Another church, the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians, and this is on slide 8, and he says this, Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You were bought at a price.
亦都喺耶穌基督喺個哥林多前書入邊所講都有説話，就話豈不知你們的身子就是聖靈的殿麼？这圣殿是从神而来，住在你们里面的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以你们身子上荣耀神。
And just a chapter later, addressing these same Corinthian Christians, in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul writes this, You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men.
而保罗在哥林书都讲到说你们是重价买来的，不要作人的奴仆。
See what Paul's saying to us.
你听唔听到保罗所讲嘅说话咧
？Jesus buys us back from our alienation against God.
啊，系耶稣基督用佢嘅重价，用佢嘅生命，将我哋喺个外邦当中买翻嚟。
He purchased us back with his blood, with his life, right?And now we're back into God's family.
就是耶稣基督用他的生命，用他的宝血钉十字架上，我们去才能够去买回我们这个赎罪的生命回来。
This might help. You know, the Bible clearly states that God is wiser than us, infinitely wiser, right?
圣经很清楚讲到，告诉我们，神是智慧是远超过我们的。
In other words, God's wisdom is far superior than the intellect of human beings.
神的智慧是远超过我们所有人的智慧。
That's comforting to know. Because we don't know everything, then we can accept what God is saying to us.
这个能够去帮助我们明白为什么？因为我们是有限的智慧，若然神是全知的，我们知道是明白的，我们会更加去安慰去认识。
And because the Bible makes clear that God is sovereign, He's providential over all things, we can trust what God sends us in life.
神是一个全知全意全能的神，他是一个这样的神，我们很乐意的去接受，我们很安慰的去接受。
And you can honestly say to the Lord, I no longer decide what's right and wrong for me.
既然你明白这是这样的神的时候，你会愿意的去告诉神，我愿意的去放低我嘅生命，我愿意嘅去神俾神去掌管。
I can follow you and what your word says.
我好难去跟随你。
Because I no longer decide what has to happen in my life.
但系咧，我愿意嘅去将我嘅生命去交上俾你去掌管。
Since you are infinitely wise and infinitely loving, then I can trust you.
因为我知道神你是全知的神，你是全能的神，我愿意去接受，我愿意将我的生命去交给你。
So think what's in your mind right now.
所以讓你大家都係諗下你而家頭腦上諗嘅嘢。
Maybe some of you are saying, well, you know, yeah, that's nice. You know, I see that. You know, it's in black and white. It's in the Bible. I think the Bible's God's word.
啊，我睇到啦，啊，聖經所講依咁嘅説話啦，啊，聽落幾好聽啦。
But you know, if I only married a Christian, or you know, if I wanted to get married and the only God says only marry Christians, then you know that eliminates 2/3 of the populace that live around me.
啊，若然話我想結婚嘅，我想只係揾一個係基督徒嘅配偶嘅。如果係咁樣嘅時候咧，哇，我好難去揾一個真正可以揾到個配偶喎，因為大部分美國嘅人都唔係一個嘅基督徒。
I don't like that.
咁就話我唔中意喎，如果我咁樣作為基督徒。
So maybe I'll pick and choose what I ought to believe from God's word and.What I believe.
啊，所以咧，我就話若然係咁麻煩嘅，誒，咁我是可唔可以作為基督徒，我揀依啲信，揀依啲唔相信咧
？You see what you're doing? You're on the throne. You say God is Jesus Lord, but you're on the throne.
若然你係咁樣過嘅生命嘅時候，其實你即係將自己係擺咗依個台上邊，係其實你覺得你自己遠超過神。
It doesn't matter what God says. I'm going to do what I want to do.
啊，無論神講乜嘢，我唔緊要啊！我想過我要過嘅生命。
You're picking and choosing. You still belong to yourself.
啊，我哋會去揀有啲嘢，我想信；有啲揀我唔信。啊，其實嘅去選擇嘅都係你自己去揀。
You can say all you want that Jesus is Lord. You can say He's Lord of my life, but it's not so.
啊，你可以話口頭上你只可以講話係神係我嘅神。但其實係你自己係作為自己嘅神，去自己去揀應該想要嘅嘢。
And according to Romans 12, you're not a living sacrifice.
跟書第十二章講就話，依一種嘅生命，你所啊自己掌管自己嘅生命，依一個唔係真正嘅活祭。
Because you're not assuming He's infinitely wiser than you.
啊，依個唔係真正嘅活祭，因為你唔係真正去相信佢係一個全知嘅神全。
And may I be blunt with you? That's stupid.Really, it's stupid of you to do that.
所以話，原來我哋去揀邊啲信、邊啲唔信嘅時候，依一種嘅基督徒嘅生命其實好愚拙。
Because He's infinitely good and infinitely loving, He proved that in the giving of His Son.
因為耶穌基督其實佢已經係證明咗嚇，佢係一個神嘅愛子，佢已經將佢生命交咗俾你啦。
And so, being living sacrifice means I have to do everything He says, whether I like it or not.
所以我會活出一個基督徒嘅一個活祭嘅生命，就係話我要願意嘅去交上去俾神去運用，我哋俾神過應該神要過嘅生命。
Whether I can make sense of it or not，
啊，無論我過嘅生命好似係咪合理咧，我都願意嘅去跟隨。
And Paul says this is your act of spiritual worship。
啊，若然你係真正你能夠咁樣去做，願意去交俾神。你過出依咁嘅生命嘅時候，依、這個先係真正依個活祭，依、這個真正嘅一個崇拜，依、這個嘅侍奉。
You know, we sometimes we get lost. You know, when we think worship, or we think, oh, only Sunday. You know, between 10 and 11:30, that's worship. No.
當我哋嚟講到話喺依個嘅活出依個嘅崇拜嘅生命，依、這個講嘅崇拜，我哋會諗到就話，我崇拜只係星期日啊，10:00 至11:30嘅時間先叫做崇拜。
Did you know the word worship means serve?
但其實崇拜意思喺聖經裏邊所講嘅係其實係侍奉嘅意思。
It means service. Worship means service.
嚇，呢個崇拜其實係一個侍奉一個嘅服務侍奉嘅意思。
And one of the ways to translate that word spiritual, because he's using the phrase spiritual worship, is true, true service.
嚇，呢個崇拜即係話係一個屬靈嘅真正嘅侍奉。
And what it's really saying is, give yourself sacrificially, lay your life out for the Lord.
就话意思即系话将你自己嘅生命去交出嚟，而去牺牲，而系俾到神。
Put yourself in service for Him.
就将你嘅生命去摆出嚟，为着主而去侍奉。
Make Him the thing you live for.
就活出你嘅生命系为着主而去活。
Be a sacrifice for Him.
吓，将我嘅生命成为主嘅。為著主而犧牲
because you're already being a sacrifice for something.
因為已經神已經係作咗依個犧牲啦。
You're already worshiping something.
啊，我哋要去敬拜依個神。
You're already laying out your life for something already.
耶稣基督已经将他的生命去献上，已经完全的去献上。
Right, that's obvious. Everybody lives for something.
我们每个人是为了一些东西而活。
And whatever you're living for, that's what you're sacrificing for.
我们每个人为了一些东西而活，我们要为了那些东西而牺牲。
That's what you're in service for.
我们作为神的子民，我们作为有基督徒的生命，就要将这些东西去牺牲，去交上。
And that means you're not free. You're really not free. You're enslaved to that.
既然你不能够去这样做的时候，我们就是为着那些东西而活的人的时候，我们会为着那些东西成为这个奴隶。
Well, you say, well, son, you know, that might be so. You know, I don't really, you know, I have some doubts, you know, maybe God is God, maybe he isn't.
我可能说，牧师，我心中里面有些少的怀疑，神好像听落好像真是神，但又好像不是。
You know, I can only go what I see or what's happening around me.
我只能够去看到或者感受到我旁边的东西。
And I was raised up in a traditional culture, so it's about family.
我因为我平时过着的生命是过着一个传统文化的生命，我身边的家人，我有家庭是最重要。
Or, you know, everybody's telling me that my career is so important, you know, so that's what I'm living for.
告诉我，我的工作是很重要的，所以我为了工作而生命很重要。
That's what we do. That's how we live.
我们作为人，我们就是这样为了生命，我们为了家庭，为了工作而去生命。
But that'll drive you into the ground.
其实若然你是为了这些东西的生命的时候，你的生命是会堕落。
Have you met a person who really was really surrounded a life? They loved this one person.
你有没有譬如说遇见一个人，他的生命呢，他为了这个他所爱的人的生命。
And that one person was the main thing in their life.
他为了那个他所爱的人去生活。
And everything in that person's life revolved around that person that they loved.
他为了他所爱的人去生活。 他做什么，为了他做什么，吃什么，都是为了这个他所爱的人去做。
Do you realize if that person who is a sinner rejects you, how you feel?
如果你所爱的人去拒绝你的时候，你会什么感受呢？
Or if that person just falls apart, because that can happen, because we're sinners, right? We live in a fallen world. That person could fall apart.
大家都是罪人，譬如说你所去专爱的人。 那个人，譬如说是离开你，或者一些事发生。
Do you know how devastated you'll be?
你的生命会觉得几悲惨。
You are already sacrificing for something.
你是为着你所爱的东西，这个人或者这些东西而去活。
That means you are already worshipping something.
所以说，若然你是为着这些你所爱的人或者东西而去生命的时候， 你是为了这些人或者东西成为一个奴隶。
Your life is serving something, someone.
我们的生命是为了这些东西或者人而去过活。
So that means you're not really free.
若然你是这样的时候，你不是真的完全得到自由。
You're a slave to that thing or that person.
我们为了我们所爱的人或者东西成为奴隶而去过活。
Well, you know, that might be so, but I got a handle on it.
我作为人可能会说，可能是这样，但是我都仲能够去管理到我的生命是这样的。
Or you say to yourself, you know, I really don't give my heart completely to that person.
我觉得我不要完全的去投入这些关系。
I am a hard worker, dedicated, but I don't really give my whole heart to any cause.
我是一个做工很好的，我很乐意去做的，但是我不是真的分身的。
I'm my own person, absolutely independent.
我觉得我自己的人，我觉得是完全的可以去掌管的。
You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself.
你这样想的时候，其实你是自欺欺人。
You don't really belong to just yourself, right?
你不是真的能够去这样做的。
Because you're sacrificing on the altar your own desire to be your own person, your own independence.
因为其实我们很多时候就是将我们自己所爱的，我们那些东西或者个人，其实为着那些东西而去过活。 And
when things don't go your way, it'll slay you to the ground.
我們覺得那些東西是在掌管的時候，我們覺得那些東西是在掌管著我們的生命。
See, that's who we are. We're human beings. We have to serve something in life. We have to live for something.
所以人的很自然的是需要去為著一些東西而去過活。
And the thing that you're living for, the person you're living for, you're sacrificing for already.
我們為著那些東西去過活，那些東西可能是一些工作，或者是金錢，或者是家庭。
But only God is infinitely wise, infinitely kind, infinitely loving.
其實只有神才是完全的，全知、全意、全愛的神。
And so that's why it's so reasonable, logical for Paul to tell us to make your life a living sacrifice to the Lord.
所以很自然的，像保罗所说，我们作为基督徒，我们需要应该是为着神而去活。
Three ways, this is on slide 9, three ways a living sacrifice affects your life. And again, I only have time to mention them today, and we'll go into more detail next time. But three ways that a living sacrifice affects your life. Again, stating the obvious first, it affects all of your life.
活祭是完全影響到你整個人的生命。
Because if you look at verse 1 again, if name of you shine up 12:1, you'll see. I'm reading it from a slightly different translation. The NIV says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
在第12章的第一節，牧師的版本就是說，我勸你們的弟兄姊妹。
Now remember, the original audience, the original letter, you know, that Paul wrote to the Romans, it's to Greeks and Roman readers.
要記住保羅所寫的書卷是寫給當年的希臘和羅馬的人。
And if you know a little about world history and culture back then, in that part of the world, the Mediterranean world, you'll know that the Greeks and Romans thought the body's unimportant. Spirit, the soul is good. Body unimportant.
啊，若然你明白，想當年嘅當時嘅希臘同埋羅馬人，佢哋嘅思想就覺得，身體係唔重要嘅，最主要係一個靈。
Many of you from the eastern part of the world, eastern religions believe the body, the physical life, is actually an illusion.
啊，我作為亞洲嘅，譬如話東方面去諗嘅，都係覺得，我哋身體咧都係一個外殼嚟嘅啫，個靈先係最重要。
And according to those religions, the purpose of contemplation is what? To transcend the physical, right?
最主要的就是说将我们能够去提高成为一个有灵的人，有灵的肢体。
Right? Because that's not important, the physical, right? To get to the realm of the spiritual.
我们需要能够离开我们的身体，有灵去超出。
So when Paul says, I want you to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, he doesn't mean only your bodies. I don't care about your souls.
而保罗所说的就是说，我需要将你们的身体当作活祭。保罗所说的意思是说，不单止是一个身体，保罗不是所说，只是身体，不关心你的灵。
In fact, if you look at 12:3, verse 3 carefully, you'll see that's not the case.
但其實你睇翻第三節嘅，唔係咁講。
Inner attitudes is important.
我哋作為人嘅，我哋點樣去睇自己，好緊要。
And so, as you'll see on slide 10, to make your life a living sacrifice is to say it's not enough simply to have Christian belief or inner Christian peace.
我哋作為一個活祭嘅，我哋需要去了解我哋自己內心入邊點樣去睇自己，我哋要去謙卑。
Your body. Is important just like your soul is important because your body what acts out what's on the inside.
保罗所讲嘅说话就系话，我哋作为人嘅身体，我哋嘅灵，两样嘢都好紧要，因为我哋嘅身体系表现出我哋所思想嘅工作。
Your soul, your thoughts, your feelings, right? They can do nothing apart from your body, right?
我哋嘅头脑有思想，但系我哋嘅身体系活出呢个行为。
And so Paul is saying, I urge you, I want your bodies, that's what God says, your bodies, your complete being, I want every part of you, right? Public, private, individual, social, inner, outer, everything.
所以保罗所说的话，我要你的身体，意思就是说，我要你的全个人，你思想，你的灵，你的身体，去完全去交上给神。
The second aspect is, as you see on slide 11, the second aspect affects your inner self-life. All of life, inner self-life is the second aspect.
而第二点就是说，这个活祭是不单止影响了你全个生命，更加影响到你内心里面的生命。
For by the grace, verse 3, given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
后面第三节讲到就是说，我要凭着神赐我的恩，俾你各人，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给各人的信心大小，看得合乎中道。Again,
I can only mention it today. We'll expand on it next time. But let me just briefly say this about that.
我下个礼拜会更加去讲得更加详细。
He's saying that if you understand the gospel, you will not think too highly of yourself.
我就话，若然你系相信神嘅时候，你唔会睇你自己看为好高。
And on the other hand, you have a sober, accurate view of yourself, so you won't think too low of yourself either.
就话你会其实系一个好清楚去睇到你自己嘅人，亦都唔会睇到自己太低。
That inner self life will give you the proper balance for living.
我哋作为一个生命，我哋俾到我哋呢个活出嚟嘅活祭嘅生命，俾我哋能够睇到我哋人嘅应该有嘅均衡，唔会睇到自己太高，唔会睇到自己太低。
Here's the third aspect on slide 12. The third aspect, as we're told here, is if you begin to make this decision and become a living sacrifice and work this out in every area of your life, you will be a servant.
而第三点，若然你系活出呢个活祭嘅生命嘅时候，你会愿意去成为神嘅仆人。
In other words, it affects all of your life. It's your inner or self life, and it affects your service life.
所以话活出一个有活祭嘅生命，就话会影响咗你全个人，你嘅人，你嘅思想，同埋会影响到你嘅侍奉嘅心。
And that's obvious because what happens in the latter part of the verses that you just read, it's about spiritual gifts, right?
入边讲到，其实入边讲到，若然佢呢个活出嚟嘅活祭嘅生命，系影响到我哋点样去为神嘅侍奉，系俾到我哋睇到我哋自己神俾我哋嘅属灵嘅恩赐。
Right, he's mentioning preaching, administration, counseling, mercy, caring for the poor, leading.
讲到就话我哋点样嘅，我哋每个人，我作为基督徒嘅，神又俾我哋嘅恩典，又俾我哋嘅可以作为教导，可以作为劝勉，可以作为关心别人，去做唔同嘅嘢。
Right, he's listing these Greek terms, these Greek words about ministry abilities.
讲到好多我哋作为基督徒嘅，可以系为神侍奉嘅能力。
And these are things that people do to minister in the name of Jesus, whether it be in a church or outside of a church.
作为基督徒嘅，我哋能够因着神俾我哋嘅恩赐，我哋喺教会当中或者教会外能够而去侍奉。
Again, spelling out what it means to be a servant.
所以就俾我哋能够成为神嘅仆人。
But let me end because we're out of time. Again, the clock doesn't work. That's dangerous to have a clock that doesn't work when a preacher's up here.
成日都系12:09, 12:08, 讲嘅都系12:08.
Might be here forever, right? But that's okay. I have a watch. You're not gonna miss lunch. You're not gonna go hungry. Let me just say this in closing. You know, a lot of people who aren't Christians live good, decent lives. They're good citizens, right? You know that.
其实好多嘅基督徒，佢哋都会系活出一个好好嘅生命，吓佢哋活出一个好爱神嘅生命。
I have neighbors that are Hindu, but they're respectable people.
但系我都系有邻居，佢系印度教嘅，但系佢都系一个好好嘅人。
And they're people of integrity, right? They might keep their promises. They might love their neighbor.
系去爱佢嘅朋友，爱佢嘅邻舍。
They might be even more generous than the average person.
佢哋可能虽然系唔信神嘅，唔信基督嘅。 但佢哋都係好慷慨嘅。
And the Bible gives tons of reasons why that's good for us.
啊，但係咧，聖經話俾我哋知咧，其實呢啲係好嘅。
Because God helps people who don't even believe in Him to be good.
因為神去幫助一啲人，就算係未相信佢嘅，成為都係可以做一個好嘅行為。
That's the teaching of the Scriptures about common grace.
啊，呢個就係聖經所講嘅一個嘅普通嘅恩典。
See, if that wasn't so, it'd be such a nasty place to live.
既然神冇俾我哋一個普通嘅恩典俾全世界嘅人，我哋活出呢個世界係充滿著好恐怖嘅地方。
But if you're being charitable and living a life of integrity, charity, generosity, that's good, right? That's a good thing for the society.
啊，既然我哋活出一個嘅生命係好慷慨嘅，好愛我哋朋友嘅人咧，係一個好好嘅生命。
And you and I want to choose a place like that to raise our families.
我哋好希望要住喺呢啲咁嘅地方。
But having said that, what makes Christians different is not the fact that they're the only people out there doing those things.
我作為基督徒嘅，唔係話意思即係話我哋係唯一呢啲嘅人係咁好嘅啫。
They have this inner power for doing those things.
啊，但係話作為基督徒嘅，我有呢個嘅內在嘅能力。去推使我哋去做好行為。
It gives you more of a consistency, a durability that no matter what happens to you, that comes out.
就話無論喺生命當中有幾多個問題，我哋都有個能力，有一個忍耐嘅，不斷嘅去作呢個好嘅行為。
That's the new motive. That's what makes Christians different. The new inner self.
呢個就係作為基督徒嘅新嘅能力，就係唔同啦，就係呢個我哋所做出嚟嘅好嘅行為。
Or as I mentioned in previous sermons, it's the power of a new affection, a power of a love that transcends.
呢個就喺內心入邊出嚟嘅愛嘅意思，就係能夠將我哋有一個有愛嘅行為出現。
See those who don't believe the gospel and who might be good citizens who live a good life, right? They do it out of certain reasons, right?
嚇，譬如話有啲人係未相信神嘅，但係咧佢所做嘅好嘅行為，可能係因著一啲嘅理由。
They might do it out of custom. They say, "Oh, you know, I was brought up that way."
啊，佢哋未相信神嘅，但系佢做一个好嘅行为，佢哋可能会因着依系我哋习惯意去咁去做。
Or your neighbor who has integrity, they might be doing it out of prudence, carefulness.
啊，佢哋咧就可能系因着一啲理由而去做。
Right, they say that's the prudent, the sensible thing to do to live this way.
啊，應該一個好自然嘅，或者應該好清楚要去咁做嘅。
Or some people do it out of religion. They're afraid, right? If God's going to get me if I don't live this way.
有啲人會覺得咧，若然我唔係咁樣去幫助別人咧，咁我所信嘅宗教咧就會我會得罪我所信嘅神，唔得嘅。
So people who live good life, there's all different types of reasons, fear, logic, custom.
啊，所以一個人係為著可能係為著宗教，為著驚恐，或者為著一啲嘅得益而去活出過好行為嘅生命。
But how do they live when no one's looking? That's the key. When no one's looking, how do they live?
但最重要就係話，當冇人去見到你嘅時候，你點樣活出一個真正嘅生命先最重要。
That's where that inner joy, inner peace comes in that Christians have.
呢個就作為基督徒嘅內心入邊嘅呢個當中入邊嘅愛係最重要。
It kind of gnaws at them, pulls them to be like the Christ.
啊，我所做嘅嘢唔係話因為要俾人哋見到，而係你內心入邊嘅愛而係產生。
See, it's not external. It's not begrudging. You know, I get this external pressure on me. You know, to be a good citizen. Then that's why I do it.
啊，作為基督徒，因為嚇要俾人哋見到，要俾人哋睇到，所以我先要去咁做。
And I bring that out because that's what the text says. Because Paul says, "I urge you." He doesn't command us. He says, "I urge you, brothers." Exhorts us, encourages us to do this, to be a living sacrifice. He doesn't command.
啊，保罗上面当中所讲说话，唔系话保罗唔系话要去命令佢哋当时嘅罗马当时嘅基督徒，你需要去咁做，而系去劝诫佢哋弟兄姊妹，你哋需要去咁做。
And I looked this up in commentaries, all the commentaries I had on Romans, right? You know, I looked it up, and it's every one of them says it's very intriguing why Paul doesn't command us. He just said, "I urge you, I exhort you."
啊。 裏面很多不同，就算是不同的版本都講，就話保羅當時冇係命令當時嘅羅馬嘅基督徒，你需要活出一個嘅活祭嘅生命，而係反而話我勸戒你哋弟兄姊妹，你哋需要咁樣去活生命。
And you know what the key is? It's the phrase that's right next to it. In view of God's mercy.
就話因為著神嘅恩典，你哋需要去咁做。
You know, the word view there is not an intellectual word, view. It's a heart word.
我們當時勸戒他們,因為神的恩典而去做。
God through Paul saying, look carefully at God's mercies.
就叫告訴他們,就說你們要需要去看,你們所能夠得到的是因為神的恩典,神的憐憫。
And if you see His mercies, then you will offer yourself up as a living sacrifice to the Lord.
所以说作为基督徒，若然你能够看到这个是你所有的生命是神的祝福，这个恩典怜悯的时候，你所以就会能够活出这个有活祭的生命。
Offer means voluntary.
就说我能够去交上去活出这样的生命，是完全的，是自愿性的。
Because that's what Jesus did. He voluntarily laid down his life for you.
就好像耶稣基督这样，他自愿的去交出他生命，钉在十字架上。
Nobody forced him.
不是说有人去迫使耶稣基督。
And that's on the last slide, John 10:18. Jesus says, no one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded.
所以耶稣基督在这个约翰福音第十章十八节讲到，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权并舍了，也有权并取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
My choice. You see, Jesus laid, took his hands off his own life.By choice, voluntarily, and became a sacrifice for you.
耶稣基督，他愿意的，他放低他自己的主权，他去牺牲，钉在十字架上。
And so, what's the proper response of praise and adoration, right? You take your hands off your life and become a living sacrifice for Him.
所以我作为人的，我怎样回应这个神的祝福，就是说我们自己都要打开你的手，去放手。我们愿意的自愿的去跟随主献出这个活祭。
And then you'll know that this flow, this newness of life is in you. It's really there. It's an inner peace. It's an inner joy.
就是说若然你能够自愿的去将你自己去放手，神这个真正的这个真的爱就能够在从你的内心里面出来。
And you'll be on your way in the Christian life.
愿你咁样先至能够神俾你呢个内心入边嘅爱，俾能够活出呢个真正有嘅活祭嘅生命。
Father, we thank you for the challenge that Paul urges us to do.
主，我哋去睇到今天嘅早上，保罗去劝诫我哋去点样去做。
We pray, Lord, you soften our hearts that we would voluntarily pick up our cross and follow Jesus.
让主你让我们愿意的去自愿性的去放低我们的生命，去跟随主耶稣基督。
You don't twist our arm, you don't threaten us, you urge us.
你不是说抓住我们的手，去扭我们的手，要去这样做，这样做。I pray. 你是去劝诫我们，要去这样做。
Well, you do a mighty work amongst us to raise up people willing.To be living sacrifices for you.
主，让我们能够去过出这个的活祭的生命。
And we'd be in a better place if that was so.
如我们能够这样做的时候，我们才是能够更加好地活出这个基督徒的生命。
And those around us, the world would benefit from that.
如我们能够这样做的时候，这个世界都能够得益。
Oh Lord, shower us with your blessings, your grace and your mercy.
主，求你的祝福，你的怜悯临到我们当中。
May we take seriously our consideration of your word.
让我们去留心，也让我们认真地去看你的话语。
Forgive us, Father, for being on the throne, dethroning you in our lives.
主要让求你的宽恕，让我们自己以为自己能够去掌管我们的生命，求主你去饶恕我们。
Help us to take our hands off of our lives, just as Jesus did.
主要求你让我们去学习耶稣基督一样，让我们去放低我们自己。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Let us now respond to the message by singing Living for Jesus.